This program is brought to you by CSIP, Gores, Filio, and Company, and Real Excellence Online.
Three, unmuted, two, one, take off.
New exploration awaits in the Unmuted 2.0, where we continue to spread smiles as we redefine possibilities.
Anak! Look, oh, ang daming Barbie, dollhouses, cooking toys, pili ka lang dyan. Bibilhin lahat ni Mommy for you.
Mommy, hindi ko naman gusto ng mga toys eh. Gusto ko mag-play tayo together. Spend time together with me.
Oh, Han, tingnan mo nga yung mag-lola at lola na nauna sa atin. Pinagbubuksan pa ni Lola ng pinto si Lola kahit matagal na sila. Eh tayo, ilang months pa lang, pero never mo akong pinagbukas ng pinto. Binuhat yung bag ko, o kahit man lang ipag-order ako eh.
Alam mo namang mahal kita kahit di ko gawin yung mga maliliit na bagay na yun, diba? You're the only woman for me. Hindi pa ba sapat yung letters and messages ko sa'yo every morning na mahal kita?
Grabe yung friendship nyo, no? Ang solid. Kasi kahit ang dami niyong ginagawa or kaya sobrang busy niyo, you really make time for each other and you set aside whatever you're doing. Quality time siguro yung love language niyo.
Ano nga ba yung love language natin? Paano ba natin ito malalaman? At mahalaga ba itong malaman?
But before we answer all that, welcome to another episode of the Unmuted version 2.0 episode 5 entitled Part 3, Love Languages under the What is Love series. And I am your DJ, Nello Villanueva.
And I am your DJ, Catherine Castillo. And that is right, partner. This is the last, but definitely not the least, part of What is Love series. Based on what our episode is all about, I also got curious. For you, Nello, what do you think is your love language?
Ako actually, before tayo mag-record dito sa ating podcast for tonight, nag-search ako about love language and I think yung lahat ng love language na yon is manifesting within me. Pero sa tingin ko, yung pinaka-top ko doon, yung top one is physical touch. Kasi I do like cuddling, hug, or holding hands with my significant other. And I enjoy that company. How about you, Kath?
Alam mo, Nello, same tayong lang thoughts. Kasi for me, lahat naman ng love languages dapat ma-perform natin, ma-receive natin, or maibigay natin sa ating sarili, or even sa ating mga partners. So for me, kumbaga, may mga times lang talaga na mas nagdo-dominate or mas nagiging, sabihin na natin na mas nagtatap yung gantong specific love language. Pero as of now, so for me, feeling ko quality time and physical touch. Dahil feeling ko kasi, for me, talagang kambal silang dalawa. Hindi ka magkakaroon ng physical touch if wala kayong quality time. So, ayun. And it's good na we have somehow an inkling of what our love language is. But of course, ano ba muna yon? And ano nga kaya yung love language ng ating guest for today?
Well, I'm very interested na malaman. Ano nga kaya? Well, let us not wait further to introduce to you our speakers. He is a keynote speaker, a podcaster, and a content creator who aims to help Filipinos to start their personal brands online. He also mentors coaches that want to learn how to grow their business using social media. And of course, to introduce you, he is none other than Kuya Alec Cuenca. Hello, Kuya Alec.
Hi. Thank you for having me here. Nakakatuwa pa rin pag naririnig ko yung ibang tao na pinapakilala ko, but I'm really happy that I'm here and I'm excited to share my thoughts with you guys. Hello sa lahat ng nakikinig.
Thank you so much for that, Kuya Alec. And of course, we would like to ask, how are you tonight?
I am doing very, very well. You know, I'm going back into content creation, which is where my heart is. So ngayon, talagang masayang-masaya ako. And even for the past few weeks, I've been very, very good. So thank you for asking. Kayo, kamusta kayo?
Okay naman po kami, Kuya. So, alam niyo po ba na nagulat po talaga kami nung kayo po yung naging guest namin for this episode. So, kasi po, palagi ko po kasi yung nakikita sa FYP ko sa TikTok. So, minsan po kasi nakapanood ko po yung mga sinasabi niyo po, ganun, yung pong mga inyong mga reflections or yung mga talks, ganun. So, kahit alam niyo na po, yung kahit hindi po ako relatable, talagang hinihit po ako ng reality. Parang it makes sense. Ay, oo nga, ano. So, if you won't mind po, so ano po ba yung pinahuhugutan niyo po sa mga ganong kalalim na topics po, ganon?
Yeah, that's a great question. Actually, ako, I've been a very reflective guy ever since. Some people would like to call it I'm being too dramatic or being too emotional with it. Pero ever since I was a child or even back in high school and college, I was a very reflective person. And so lahat naman tayo may experiences. And so, you know, I combine my experiences with the lessons from the reflection that I do with the principles and the ideas that I get from books. I am also an avid book reader. Mahilig ako magbasa ng mga self-help, mga personal development books. And so I just try to mix, you know, some of them. Na alam ko namang na ako, pinagdaanan ko rin siya. And alam ko na marami rin sa inyo at sa atin na nakaranas nun. So I want to share my experiences to them.
Thank you for that, Kuya Alec. Gusto ko lang din pong itanong. Actually, napanood ko din yung ibang TikTok videos. And I'm inspired and somehow motivated dun sa mga videos na napapanood ko. Gusto ko lang pong itanong, ano yung mga nagiging inspiration nyo in inspiring other people?
Yeah, actually, nagsimula lang yun with... short backstory talaga. When the pandemic happened, you know, lahat naman tayo nag-download ng TikTok para manood ng mga new trends, new dances, di ba? Ma-entertainment lang tayo. But I decided when the pandemic happened, sabi ko, okay, I'm gonna use TikTok as a platform to practice my speaking skills. And so I uploaded a video every single day with, you know, I didn't have any expectations at all. Tapos nung nagulat na lang ako, like people were commenting, like, you know, my content helped them and it was really valuable for them. And those were the moments na sinabi ko na, okay, this is really heartwarming and I want to feel this all the time. You know, it's just so, so joyful in my heart to see people, you know, being helped with the content that I create. So basically, that's my inspiration. Like seeing people becoming better, healing, learning to let go, and understanding more of themselves through my video. So that's my inspiration.
Kagaya po ng sinabi niyo na nakakapag-reflect po kayo sa sarili. Eh, it's good po na hitting two birds with one stone. Kumbaga nakakapag-reflect po kayo sa sarili niyo. And in that way, nakakapag-reflect din po yung mga viewers nila sa sarili niya. Sa sarili nila, lalo na po sa, for example, sa mga tao pong katulad ko na hindi po ma-figure out yung parang chaos po na namumuo sa aking damdamin at aking isip. So I really admire that po, Kuya.
Thank you. Thank you. And I'm really happy na, you know, you resonate with my content as well.
Also, it's very interesting kasi a number of people is very limited in TikTok, lalo na yung mga nagbibigay ng inspiration. Kasi if I'm browsing my TikTok, madalas ko nakikita like animes, yung mga dance challenge, di ba? Puro ganun. And it's quite interesting na marami rin palang mga tao na pinipili yung TikTok as a platform in order for them to inspire people, in order to help them virtually, even though yung audience, di ba, hindi kilala. Ayan. Thank you for that, Kuya Alec, kasi alam mo yun, sobrang daming nai-inspire, sobrang dami talagang kailangan, lalo sa panahon ngayon ng words of wisdom. And I think meron ako ng tanong. I would like to ask if you're ready for our first question for tonight's topic.
I am ready. Go for it.
Ayan. So for you, Kuya Alec, what do you think is love language?
Okay. Nice question. Well, for me, love language is how we basically receive and give love. Mula bata tayo, alam naman natin na love is like this beautiful thing and powerful thing na na-experience ng mga tao habang tumatanda. Pero hindi naman natin naintindihan, like, how do we know when it's love? So, understanding the different love languages available to people is understanding na iba-iba tayo as human beings, and meron tayong iba't ibang way na makareceive ng pagmamahal at magbigay ng pagmamahal. So that's basically what a love language is. And there are different love languages depending sa kung paano ka pinalaki, saan ka, yung environment mo, yung culture na pinalakihan mo. And iba-ibang tao mayroong iba't ibang love language.
Thank you for that, Kuya. Actually, I'm not a total fan of love language, pero alam mo yan, parang ang naisip ko sa love language is just a concept wherein you believe in that concept, tapos paniniwalaan mo na yun yung gusto mo. Kasi di ba parang yung love language is a test. Mostly, nasa social media yun eh. Na, nagtitake ka ng test, tapos malalaman mo kung ano yung top na love language mo. Tapos, naiisip ko, okay, parang isasagot ko dyan, of course, yung gusto ko. Ganun. And it's quite interesting na marinig po sa inyo na ang ganda ng meaning eh. Kasi diba, galing sa kung saan ka nagmula or family, diba, kung ano yung mga nakasanayan.
Yeah, and gusto ko lang din dagdagan, no? Toka, maraming tao inisip nila ang love language, take ka ng exam or ng test online, tapos malalaman mo na yung love language mo. But for the people out there, meron tayong lahat na kanya-kanyang love language. And how do we know what our love language is? Or how do we know how that is formed? Here's a very mind-blowing thought na, you know, I'd like you guys to ponder on. When we were a child, hindi natin naiintindihan kung ano yung mga nangyayari sa paligid natin, di ba? So may mga times na pag naghihingi tayo ng pagmamahal, hindi natin nakukuha yun, right? Mm-hmm. Yung iba, hindi na nakakasama yung parents nila. Yung iba, hindi niyayakap ng parents nila. Yung iba, hindi sinasabihan ng mga parents nila na mahal sila. So mula bata tayo, dun na form yung, okay, ano ba yung gusto kong matanggap na, na klase ng pagmamahal? Right? So doon na po-form yung ano yung love language mo. Okay? So when you grow up, when you start getting into relationships, yun yung hinahanap mo. So for example, ako, my mother was in abroad when I was a child. So hindi kami lumaki ng mayaman, right? And so maraming beses na hindi ko talaga nakaka-bonding yung magulang ko. And then I realized as I was growing up, one of my main love language was quality time. Kasi yun yung parang hinahanap ko nung bata ako na I want to spend time with my parents, and yun yung parang I'm trying to expect from the relationships that I get into once I grow up. So it's not just about, you know, taking tests or sabihin mo kung anong gusto mo. It's yes. About awareness din sa'yo na ikaw, bilang ikaw, with the experiences that you have, what do you want to expect from a relationship, and how do you give love to your partner when you're in a relationship?
Yes, I agree.
So, grabe. First question pa lang, ang bigat na, no? So, I really agree po dun sa sinabi nyo na yung pong sa pagte-take po ng test. Kasi nagte-take din po ako ng test for love language. So, minsan po kasi may mga times na talagang nakokontrol nyo po kung ano yung magiging resulta. So, for example, gusto kong maging ganito yung love language ko. So, yung mga questions na related doon sa ganong love language, pwede ninyo pilihan nyo para yun yung lumabas, di ba? So, I think also, for me po, sobrang lawak po talaga ng love language. Kasi ako, meron po akong love language na, for example, oy, this song reminds me of you. Ganun, nagsisend po ako ng playlist. So, saan siyang makaklasify doon sa limang, kumbaga parang default na nakaalam na nating love language. Ganun. So, saan siya makaklasify? So, for me, siguro parang sobrang lawak talaga ng love language. Ayun po. So, ayun, for our next question po. Grabe, ang bigat.
Yes.
Ayun po. So, ayan. So, for the next question, should I be aware of my own love language? Why or why not po?
Ooh, yeah. That's a great question. I think it is a necessity to learn your love language. If ang plano mo, actually, kahit hindi, kahit wala kang planong magkaroon ng girlfriend or boyfriend, or wala kang planong magka-jowa, you should still be aware of your own love language. Because love language, hindi lang to sa isang romantic relationship nangyayari. Ang love language, that's also how you get to treat your relationships with your family, with your friends, right? So for example, you have a friend, and pag may problema ka, gusto mo na laging may nakakausap. Minsan, yung ibang tao, gusto lang nila tahimik sila. Therefore, quality time lang yung love language nila. Yung iba naman, gusto may kausap sila. Kasi somehow, words of affirmation yung love language nila. So when you're aware of your own love language, you'll be able to cater or try to filter yung mga tao na nasa paligid mo, whether they are really helping or understanding your love language. Kasi minsan, and ito napansin ko rin sa mga romantic relationships, no? They have this good chemistry, they're very compatible, pero at some point, hindi nila naiintindihan yung love language ng isa. Right? Ako, I really believe na love, hindi sapat na mahal mo isang tao eh. Dapat, nararamdaman niya na mahal mo siya. Right?
Yes.
So, kailangan maintindihan mo ano bang love language ng taong to. Kasi mamaya, for example, ang love language ko is giving gifts. Bigyan ko ng bigyan ng regalo, kahit yung mga maliliit na bagay. Hindi kailangan grand things, pero bigyan ko ng bigay. Siya pala, ang love language niya ay quality time. So, hindi niya matatanggap yung gifts mo. Kahit anong effort mo, kahit bilan mo pa siya ng iPad or dali mo siya sa trip to Japan or whatever, hindi niya ma-appreciate yun kasi hindi yun yung love language niya. So, if you are also aware of your own love language, now you can set your standards. Now you can set with your family, with your friends, and mas alam mo na kung sino yung mga taong pakikisamahan mo kasi that's where you feel loved. And hindi ba yun naman ang gusto natin talaga? We spend time with people who makes us feel that we are good enough and we feel loved.
Ayan, so I totally agree po with you, Kuya. So, natandaan ko po yung sinabi niyo na love language is a necessity. Kasi hindi naman porkit love language is about, it is all about romantic relationship or romantic bond. So, di ba pag sinabing love, meron ding love sa pamilya, sa mga kaibigan, or sa mga taong nakapalibot sa'yo. So, alam niyo yon, parang yung hindi naman mabubuhay ang isang tao na walang pagmamahal sa sarili or walang pagmamahal sa ibang tao or walang nare-receive na love. So talagang I agree na necessity po talaga siya kasi alam niyo parang hindi, sabi natin hindi iikot ang mundo ng walang pagmamahal. So ayun.
Yes. Yeah, it's kasi sa family mo. Ako partly physical touch din ang ano ko, ang isa sa mga love languages ko, top love languages ko. And so, when I spend time with my mother, lagi siya niyayakap. Tapos minsan, nawiwirduhan na siya sa akin. Pero sinasabi ko lang na, ma, sorry na, love language ko is, you know, physical touch. So, alam mo yun na it's also about that na ipapaalam mo din sa kanila, kahit sa family mo and sa friends mo, kung ano yung love language mo, para ikaw, mas mamahal ka pa nila ng, you know, according to your needs and wants as well.
Yes, yes. What I initially realized dun sa sinabi niyo po, Kuya Alec, ay siguro we must take the first step. And I think that the first step is self-assessment and self-love. Diba? Alam mo yun, parang kailangan mo munang kilalanin yung sarili mo before giving love language or before expressing your love language to other people. Just like what you said na, diba, sa pamilya, kailangan, or sa friends, diba, kailangan makilala mo kung sino yung mga tao na mag-fit ka para at least you got compatible with each other, tapos mas makilala niyo yung sarili niyo and you feel comfortable with them. I think self-love is the most appropriate term muna before expressing the love language.
Yeah, I think there's a more appropriate term for that. It's self-awareness, right? Before
yes.
You can love yourself, you need to be self-aware first. Kailangan aware ka nga sa love language mo kasi paano mo mamahalin ang sarili mo kung hindi mo alam kung ano ba yung pagmamahal na natatanggap mo? Ano ba yung pagklase ng pagmamahal na hinahanap mo or yung kailangan mo? Right? And I know what? I'm a big fan of self-love. And I think the only way that we could really love ourselves is to provide the love that we actually need. Mahirap kasi, for example, we're gonna talk about this a little bit later. Pero ang love language kasi, you can actually translate that into your own love language na hindi lang para sa ibang tao kundi para sa sarili mo. So when you guys go to college, when you guys graduate and you start living independently, you start to think na okay, I think it's time na mahalin ko naman yung sarili ko. Self-love naman, self-love na tayo.
Yes.
When you do that, medyo magkakaroon kayo ng konting crisis if you're not aware of what love language you have. And I think it's very, very good that we have this conversation right here because now we can talk about, okay, bilang I am growing, I am maturing. Ano ba yung love language ko? Kasi doon ko mas maaalagaan yung sarili ko. Doon ko mas mamahal yung sarili ko when I become aware of my love languages.
Yes, I agree. And actually, if, di ba yun, given na naging self-aware tayo or self-love, let's talk about naman po towards other people naman. For our next question, what if I cannot give my partner's expected love language? And I think vice versa also. What if I cannot receive the love language that I want? Would it have a huge impact on our relationship?
Huge, huge impact. And, you know, sadly, I didn't have the luxury to know what love language is until last year, diba? Akala ko pag mahal mo itong tao, bas mahalin mo lang siya, tapos na eh.
Yes.
Akala ko ganun lang eh. Mahal kita, gagawin ko na yan. Pero it turns out na if you don't really give what they need, not just what they're expecting, but what they need on a deeper sense na emotional needs, spiritual needs, right? Well, pag hindi mo nabibigay yon, then chances are kahit ano pagmamahal pa ang idagdag mo, hindi nila makikita yon. I think there's this quote that says, sorry, I lost my thought, but I think if I can remember it clearly, there's a quote that says, wala siya, nasa dulo ng dila ko. Anyway, that's the point. The point is, if you love someone, you gotta make sure that they receive the love as well. Diba? Hindi lang pwede na bigay ka lang ng bigay, tas hindi naman nga nila natatanggap. So I think if you cannot give that love language, I think you need to reassess. Okay? If you really like this person, if you love this person, well, how can I do that? Because love is a verb, right? Love is giving. It's not just what you're expecting or what you're taking from a relationship. Love is a verb. Love is something that you do, and therefore love is giving. So if you cannot give the love that would make them feel loved, the relationship would soon become very toxic because the expectations will not match the reality. And then, you know, one would feel that they're not appreciated even though the other one is trying, and yung isa, mapapakiramdam niya na, okay, my efforts are not being appreciated, and so, you know, magiging toxic na and all that. So it's very, very important that we adjust our actions. I think learning about love language is the first step. The second step is adjusting our actions. Like, I really like this person, and this person, ang love language niya is words of affirmation. I am not a person who likes to talk or open myself that much sa ibang tao. But because I love this person, but because I like this person, okay, I'm gonna start to write cute notes. I'm gonna send her inspiring quotes. I'm gonna send her post-it notes na, you know, to express how I feel, even though I don't do that. And a part of you is also learning to see na, okay, I can give love in a different way. And when you do that in a way na natatanggap na ng partner mo, then okay na, mas magiging okay ang relationship nyo. And yeah, I guess that's the same with if you're not receiving it. And if you're not receiving it, it's very important. And I know it's very cliche, but it's really true. Communication is very important. Yes. Just communicating the fact na, hey, I don't feel loved by what you're doing. I know you're making efforts. I know you're putting your 100 in, but I really don't feel loved. Maybe it's because your intentions are clear, pero that's just not how I receive love. And when you can communicate that properly with your partner, and if they respect you, they respect what you said, they respect the communication present, then they would be able to, okay, now it's clear. I'm going to adjust my actions. I'm going to adjust my words. I'm going to adjust my thoughts because I care for you, and that's what I want to give you. Right? So communication is very vital in making sure that the relationship is intact.
So ayun po, I totally agree po dun sa sinabi nyo na yung ibibigay nyo po kung ano yung pangangailangan ng partner nyo sa inyo. Hindi lang kung ano yung gusto, pero yung kailangan. And since nabanggit nyo po yung salitang communication, it is really true na kailangan talaga may communication sa isang relationship. Pero for me, it's not just about communication. It's about compromising with each other. Kumbaga parang may communication ba pero may nare-resolve ba doon sa communication na yun? Parang you have to meet halfway. And may follow-up question po ako. So since sabi nyo nga po na communication is the key or talagang sobrang important po siya, so paano po ba natin i-communicate yung ating love language na, uy, partner, ito yung gusto kong love language, ganun. Parang in a way na hindi po tayo magmumukhang demanding sa ating partner, ganun po.
Okay, well, that's a great question. When it comes to the demanding part, I don't think it's a bad thing. Okay? If we know our worth, we should be demanding. Kung paano ba tayo, I know my worth, I know what I could give to the table. So I'm demanding na itong klaseng pagmamahal ang matanggap ko. Right? And to all the young people out there, here's a piece of advice when it comes to romantic relationships. Do never ever lower your standards just because you like someone. Because I am telling you that there will be someone out there na kahit gaano pa kataas ang ide-demand mo sa kanya, willing niyang abutin yun. I think building a wall so high is good because you'll get to know who are the ones who's gonna be willing to climb it. So I think, you know, when it comes to the demanding part, it's okay to demand. Okay? Tandaan niyo yan. It's okay. As long as hindi, alam mo na meron ka rin naaambag, mamaya, demand ka ng demand, tapos wala ka rin pa lang nabibigay. Spoiled ka, privileged ka, di ba? Hindi pwede. If you know your worth, if you know what you could give the table, it's okay to demand. Now, with regards to, what was your other question? Sorry. What was your main question?
Yun po sa, for example po, yung about sa pagiging demanding po, ganun, hindi po ba siya magmumukhang demanding if you ask for how you want to be loved, ganun po?
Ah, yeah. The question was, how do you communicate it properly? I think it's very important na you never communicate when your feelings are high. Okay? In having a communication that is very efficient, you need to create an environment where both parties feel safe and comfortable speaking their hearts out. If yung isa medyo defensive, kahit anong explain mo sa kanya, hindi niya tatanggapin yan. Right? If yung isa nasasaktan, hindi siya magiging open kasi ang gagawin niya lang is poprotektahan niya yung pakiramdam niya na nasasaktan siya. And you won't be able to share your message to that person if totally sarado sila. So it's very important to note na kapag mataas ang feelings, kapag may away, it's better if you cool down first and then you talk. Hilig natin, it's not walking away, you know, it's not, ayoko na, wag natin pag-usapan to. Pag-usapan natin to mamaya. Cool, ano lang, time out lang, 15 minutes, pahinga lang tayo. Medyo gigil ako ngayon eh, baka kung ano pa masabi ko eh. Right? So, creating that environment where both of you feel safe is very important in sharing that communication.
Yes. Before ako mag-follow up question, I'm going to take back my words kasi I'm starting to become a fan of the love language. Kasi alam niyo yun, parang ngayon ko lang siya comprehensively naiintindihan, di ba? Ang daming concepts ng love language na, alam mo yun, not everyone is familiar with. And I think someone can relate, lalo doon sa sinabi kanina na quote. And let me rephrase it for you, kuya. For some cat out there, hindi, joke lang. Ayan, and communication is very important sa, lalo dun sa mga couples and even families and friends. Kasi, alam yun, even you demand, kasi diba, yung demanding kasi is way of expressing yourself that you need something na kailangan mo sila or kailangan ka sa kanila. And it's not just about materials eh. Kumbaga, kino-communicate mo sa kanila or nakikipag-communicate ka sa kanila dahil gusto mo na maging isa sa kanila. Di ba parang dun kayo nagko-connect dun sa mga gift or any other words na natatanggap nyo or exchanging with others. And I think communication is very important in all matters. If kahit hindi pa love yan, kahit sa, even sa businesses, di ba? And any other industries in this world, communication is very important because it is how you express yourself. It is how you want other people to express themselves to you. and how you want to be connected with other people. So I think may sasabihin si Kat eh, kasi sobrang relate siya dito sa topic.
Grabe nga yung ngiti ni Kat eh. Sige Kat, go ahead.
Masyado mo bang obvious. So ayun, nakalimutan ko na kung ano yung pinaka-exact word na sinabi po ninyo. So ang realization ko lang po talaga is, once po talaga na mahal kayo ng tao or kumpara talaga sa iyo yun, you will never be too much for that person or you will never be less. Kumbaga parang yes, kahit ano ka pa man, you will always be enough for him or yeah, for
her. Minsan kasi, alam mo, ang ganda nun, no? You will never be too much for the right person. Parang ang iniisip kasi natin, ay parang ayoko i-share yung love language ko, baka sabihin demanding ako. So ang nangyayari, we settle for less than what we actually deserve. Kung sino na lang. Parang gano'n yan. Pag wala kang love language, parang nangingisda ka, pero bahala na kung ano mahuli mo. Diba? Kung pating yan or seaweed yan, okay lang sa'yo. Kahit ano, kasi wala ka namang preference, wala ka namang hinahanap talaga. So I think that's also the same with love language. If you know what you want and you're clear with it and you communicate it properly, then it can help you find the person that will fit with you.
And I just realized na if actually, di ba, yung word is demanding, di ba? Paano kung hindi mo natatanggap and there is a demand? I think that kapag ka talagang mahal ka ng isang tao and kung mahal mo yung isang tao, even without demanding, makukuha mo kung ano yung kailangan mo. Yeah. Di ba? Kung talagang mahal ka nila, alam nila kung ano yung need mo, alam nila kung ano yung mga nakakapagpasaya sa'yo, kung ano yung nakakompleto sa araw mo, di ba? Even ako, kunwari, halimbawa na lang po, di ba, pagising ko, I really appreciate if someone will give me a cup of coffee, di ba? Parang ganun, di ba? I think, yeah, yun yung nakakompleto.
I think, I think na it comes with time. You know, the more time you spend with a person, the more that you understand what their love language is, and it becomes automatic how you share your connection with them. Disclaimer lang, no, sa mga early stages of relationships, sa mga taong nagsisimula pa lang in their relationships, wag natin agad-agad i-expect na ba't niya alam yung love language ko, right? You didn't give yourself that much time para you get to know each other. Mm-hmm. And, di ba? Well, parang pangit naman yun kung mag-expect agad tayo, kakakilala lang natin sa taong to, right? Hindi na natin mabibigyan ng chance. So, I think it comes with time that you get to see and understand, even though hindi niya kino-communicate, makita mo kung ano ba na-appreciate niya. Okay, pag nag-send akong good night, na-appreciate niya. Okay, pag nagbibigay ako ng gifts, ng surprises, na-appreciate niya. And now you can adjust your actions in moving forward with it.
And so since nasabi niyo po yung pag-a-adjust, napansin ko po, isn't it funny to think that people tend to be, parang nagiging bulag tayo sa pagmamahal. Like, for example, kung talaga mahal na mahal natin yung taong to, parang we always keep on adjusting ourselves just to make him or her stay, para maging enough tayo sa kanya, ganun, without, alam mo yung parang nakakalimutan mo na yung worth mo sa sarili mo, ganun, nakakalimutan mo na kung sino ka talaga, nagbabago ka na, hindi na yung ikaw na ikaw before, ganun. So, ayun. Ayun, nasabi ko lang na it is true na kung talagang mahal ka ng isang tao, ganun, talagang magiging enough ka sa kanya. Kahit sino ka pa man, kahit ano pa man yung gawin mo, hindi mo kailangang mag-adjust totally. Hindi mo kailangang baguhin yung sarili mo para lang matanggap ka niya. Ayun. So, for our next question po. So, do you consider love language as a big factor for a healthy relationship? Or is it something that can be compromised?
Ooh, I think the second question is really interesting. Because, you know, as we grow old, we also change. And so sometimes our love language also change. So for example, before with my previous relationships, my love language was quality time and physical touch, right? Pero after that, you know, the next ones, I'm more of, words of affirmation, and giving gifts. Like, I really appreciate people giving gifts now. And so I think it's also changing. It can change. And so it can be compromised. But again, of course, kailangan talaga, whatever relationship you are having, it's very important na you communicate it properly. whatever kind of gesture it may be, you need to like appreciate it, of course, my effort done. Pero you also gotta be clear na, okay, if this guy is really trying and alam mong binibigay niya lahat ng effort niya and feel niya hindi siya na-appreciate, i-communicate mo yun, right? Because, again, it can be compromised as long as it is healthily communicated with the other person. It's not the same with compromising your standards. It's not the same as compromising your boundaries. It's not the same as compromising your non-negotiable. No, it's not the same. But love language, yes, it can be compromised, right? And I found that actually the strongest relationships are the ones who can learn to compromise their love language. Now, isn't, and if you think about it, isn't that the purest form of love? The unconditional one. Na, okay, I may not be getting anything, but I love this person. And so I'll give it. Right? Ang mahirap dun kasi, yung ibang tao, when they think na wala silang nakukuhang pagmamahal, is wala na silang worth. That's why in entering a romantic relationship, it's very important that you know your worth first. Okay? I know, we're young, sobrang sarap ma-in love. Alam naman natin yun.
Yes.
Pero hindi natin pwedeng ikapit yung worth natin sa ibang tao. Kasi pag nawala sila, wala na rin lahat. Right? So, kailangan, while you're in, even if you are in a relationship, you understand your worth. You get to realize and reflect, okay, this is my worth. Then when you do that, kahit anong compromise pa mangyari, it's okay. Because you know your worth. Right? So, yeah, I guess that's it.
So, ayun, tumatakbo talaga sa akin sa isip ko po yung sinabi niyo po na yung the strongest relationship po is yung the one who compromises po both. Kasi hindi naman pwedeng ito lang si girl lang or si boy lang yung palagi nagko-compromise. Yes, okay lang naman mag-adjust, pero kailangan comfortable parehas. Kumbaga parang napag-agreehan ng both parties. Hindi pwedeng give lang ng give, take lang ng take. Kasi yun naman talaga yung relationship, di ba? It's about giving and taking. Hindi pwedeng parang magiging unfair, ganun. Kasi parang isa na lang yung magmamahal. Kung talaga mahal niya yung sarili, mahal niya ang isa't isa, di ba? So, give and take. Yun po.
And I couldn't agree more dun sa sinabi ni Kuya Alec na purest form of love is compromising, di ba? A relationship that learns to compromise. Kasi, alam niyo yun, di ba, parang ang saya lang magmahal kapag kaya mong tanggapin yung flow mismo ng relationship nyo. Even it's platonic or romantic, di ba? Lagi naman na may flow yung relationship na yun. And it's actually good na nalalaman mo kung ano yung mga kaya mong ibigay, kung ano yung kaya mong isacrifice, kung ano yung mga kailangan mong isacrifice for other people to understand what you really need. Kasi di ba, parang minsan kasi nagko-compromise tayo because of their necessities, di ba? And I think that's a huge step to other people na kapag naggawa tayo ng action ng ganun, they are actually learning from that act na galing sa atin. Kasi di, alam niyo, pagka nagko-compromise tayo, parang nakikita nila, ah, okay, so kaya nilang mag-compromise and kaya nilang magbigay para sa akin. Why not give it back? Di ba, parang ganun kasi yung nangyayari. Parang I think ang appropriate term doon, or may bibigay lang akong term, it's all about collaboration and reconnecting with each other people. Parang ganun yung naiisip ko din.
Yeah, I think that's a better way to phrase it. Instead of compromising, it's more on collaborating. When you're in a romantic relationship, it's not just about the romance. It should be based off of friendship. And that friendship is more like a partnership. And in partnerships, you need to collaborate, right?
Yes, actually sa partnership, ayan mga accounting students, lalo yung mga listeners natin dyan. Partnership, di ba? Kailangan yung profit pinaghahatian. And alam niyo yun, yung benefit ng isang relationship. Dapat parehas, kumbaga nagsusuklian kayo. And why not, let's talk about single people naman. Ayan, sa mga single dyan, sa mga nakikinig sa atin at sa mga nasa podcast natin, di ba? Actually, napag-usapan natin kanina yun. And I would just like to ask you, Kuya Alec, how does the love language concept apply for the single people out there naman?
It applies very, very well. It's very impactful. It's very powerful. As I said, recently ko lang naintindihan yung love language. And you know what? The biggest advantage that I have is not that I could love people better. That's a bonus. That's a plus. But I understood how to love myself more. That's the power of learning your love language. So a bit of context for everyone out there. I've been in a relationship for 11 years. And then last year, we broke up. And then I've been single for a year now, and I've been dating some people. And I realized na even though you know the love language of that person, even if you can give that to yourself, even if you can give it to other people, nothing beats feeding your own love language. Nothing beats understanding yourself and loving yourself the way that you expect other people to love you. Because when you do that, your love becomes unlimited. It becomes overflowing. So again, as I've said, I've been single. I've been learning more about self-awareness. I've been learning how to love myself more. And I think when I understood na, okay, this is my love language. As I said, physical touch, right? So bigyan ko kayo ng parang quick examples. When your love language is physical touch, one way that you could love yourself is by going, you know, getting a massage, like even hugging yourself. I know it looks weird, but if you hug yourself, it will make you feel good. If you take a bath and just, you know, enjoy the bath, you'll feel good. Okay. So when your love language is words of affirmation, you can journal. You can start to talk to yourself, record notes, write notes, anything that you do na parang lalabas mo yung words. And when your love language is quality time, you could go out some mall, you could spend time alone with yourself, treat yourself out alone. That's okay, right? And you're feeding your love language because you now have some alone time with yourself. It's quality time with yourself. And so if you have a love language of giving gifts, of course, spoil yourself. Lazada, Shopee, go buy that. Deserve, sabi nga natin. That's how you love yourself, right? When you have that love language of giving gifts, you buy yourself gifts. And I think the last one would be, what did I miss? Physical touch, words of affirmation, quality time, giving gifts, and
act of service.
Acts of service, right? So how can you love yourself when you have acts of service? You can organize your room. You can plan your week ahead. You can organize the files on your computer. Those are serving yourself, and that's a form of self-love. So in understanding your concept of your love language, now you can self-love more. You can love yourself more. You can take care of yourself more. And isn't that something all the single people want out there?
Ayun po. So,
kahit hindi single, ah, kahit yung mga nasa relationship, guys, take care of yourself, please.
Ayun po. So it really makes sense po na dun sa first episode ng ating What is Love series kasi it is about self-love. So kaya pala siya inuuna kasi kailangan talaga sarili mo muna yung unahin mo before yung ibang tao. It's not just about romantic relationship. Siyempre, kailangan mo munang mahalin yung sarili mo before yung ibang tao, before yung friends mo, ganun. Alam niyo yun, yung parang kailangan mong buuin mo muna yung sarili mo before mo ibigay yung pagmamahal sa ibang tao. Kailangan mo siyang buuin para at least pag binigay mo yung pagmamahal na to doon sa tao na yun, hindi ka magkukulang.
Yeah.
So ayun, it really makes sense po.
And I think it's not about being selfish, no? Kasi alam niyo yun, parang how you present yourself, if hindi ka presentable enough, I mean, paano mo ipapakita yung pagmamahal sa iba if yung sarili mo mismo, hindi mo matutunan na kilalanin or at least na mahalin, ganun. Di ba? Self-love is very broad concept or idea na ang daming tao na hindi matutunan yun. Alam niyo yun? Kasi I'm not attacking anyone, no? I just like to share my thoughts na kasi, di ba parang gusto natin madalas nagbibigay tayo pero yung sarili natin, nagkukulang na tayo sa sarili natin. Tapos, bigay pa tayo ng bigay. Parang, nakalimutan ko yung quote na yun pero merong quote na gano'n na parang feeling an empty cup something gano'n na share tayo ng share tapos yung sarili naman natin gusto nating i-spoil pero hindi natin magawa kasi nabibigay na natin sa iba. Just to share an experience, no? Mahilig ako magturo ng ACADS. Ayan, ACADS sa iba. Tapos, alam niyo, parang one day, na-realize ko na, okay, nagkukulang na pala ako sa sarili ko ng time for me to learn new topics, diba? Dun sa ACADS ko. So, parang ganun yung nakikita ko na madaming tao yung gustong magbigay, pero hindi nila makita na yung sarili nila mismo, hindi nila mabigyan. Parang ganun yung naiisip ko eh.
Ayun, so dahil nga dun sa tawag dun. Dahil dun sa experience nila. So meron din kasi ako na experience. So I was in a relationship before. So alam na yun, parang we keep on compromising na lang ganun, parang puro siya. We keep on considering ourselves. Kumbaga parang kinoconsider ko siya, kinoconsider niya ako, pero hindi namin kinoconsider yung sarili namin. Parang to the point na napuno na kami, naubos na kami, wala na kaming tawag doon. Alam niyo, parang wala na kaming pagmamahal sa sarili namin, ganun. So, talagang sobrang alam niyo, sobrang halaga talaga na mahalin niyo muna natin yung mga sarili natin before yung ibang tao.
Yeah. And I think Vince was looking for the quote. Oh my gosh, it slipped out of my tongue again. ano yung naalala mong term?
Yung parang feeling an empty cup.
You can't pour from an empty cup.
Ayan, right? Yes.
You can't
exactly
pour from an empty cup. So it's very important that you love yourself first. And as you guys mentioned, it's like, for example, you want to give a gift, right? And do you want to give a gift to someone that you love without walang ribbon, walang packaging, walang hindi presentable, walang laman, you know, sira-sira yung loob. You know, you don't want to give that gift to your loved ones, right? You want to make it like the best gift that you could possibly give to them. And so that's the same with you. If you want to find a relationship where you can feel appreciated or you can give your best kind of love out there, then you need to first love yourself. And even though you are in a relationship, you can still love yourself in a way na para hindi ka nauubusan. Kaya karamihan talaga ng mga relationships na natapos nang gagaling dun sa point na yun eh. Na inisip nila na bigay lang ako ng bigay ng bigay ng bigay. Hindi nila napapansin, naubos na sila. So, a small inconvenience happens, a small error happens, they're gonna burst out and they're gonna cut the relationship.
Ayan, so grabe, natanong na natin yung mga dapat natin itanong kay Kuya Alec. And now, I'm a fan of love language. And I think I need to learn more about that. Kasi alam niyo, lalo sa mga nakikinig sa atin ngayon sa NFJPRT podcast natin, we must evaluate ourselves first. Then right after that, siguro kung ready na tayo or we think that we are complete or I think, kung sa tingin natin na enough na yung kaya nating ibigay sa iba or i-share sa iba, then let's take the next step na let's express ourselves to other people naman. And just like yung sa ating last question, yung single people, not necessarily about ano naman eh, kumbaga lagi mo lang spoil yung sarili mo kasi 'di ba yung mga single people actually na-express din kasi yung love language. Actually, I just realized this a while ago na 'di ba kahit single kayo, may pamilya kayo, meron kayong mga kaibigan, meron kayong mga professors, meron kayong colleagues, coworkers na alam niyo yun, pwede niyong pag-expressan ng love language nyo. And lahat ng tao na nakakapag-connect through love language. And I think for me also personally, ayan, na-exercise ko na siya na hindi ko lang gaanong naiintindihan yung concept ng love language. That's why I do not believe. Pero I think you need to listen more to Kuya Alec. Ayan, lalo sa mga words of wisdom niya. Lalo dito, syempre, of course, you will learn a lot from it, lalo na about sa love language natin. And I think that concludes our questions for tonight's podcast about self-love. Kath, baka may gusto ka pang sabihin?
Ayun, so rest assured, kuya, na talagang iti-take note ko po lahat ng mga sinabi nyo ngayon. Ayan, so self-love muna. Sarili muna bago ang ibang
tao. Marami tayong witness pag hindi mo tinake note lahat ng mga
Mabalikan ko po focus na to. So, ayun po. Baka po meron po kayong gustong i-plug or ayan po yung pong inyong platforms po para po mas lalong maparami ang ating mga viewers, ganun.
Well, yeah, if you haven't listened to the podcast, I host a podcast called Small Talk. It's one of the top personal development podcasts here in the Philippines. It's available on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts. You just search for Small Talk. It's one with the orange background. You can listen to it. And we talk all about different things there. So you can add it to your morning routine or evening routine or whatever, studying routine. And I hope that it helps you a lot. And if you want to watch motivational, inspirational videos, you can go to my TikTok. Follow me at Small Talk Podcasts. Or you can join me in one of my newest projects lately. I'm going to start a YouTube channel where I'm going to post a lot of personal development and relationship stuff there. So make sure that you subscribe to my channel as well. It's called Alec Cuenca. And yeah, I hope you I can connect with you guys. So if you guys have any questions or any suggestions or whatever, you can send me a message on Instagram at Alec Cuenca.
Thank you so much for that.
I have a group coaching program. It's called the Better Me Project. It's open for everyone, students or not, professionals, whatever your age is, as long as you want to be better. We have this weekly group coaching session every Monday, 8 p.m. So if you want to be a part of that, you can send me a message on Instagram at Alec Cuenca, or you can go to bit.ly/thebetterme project.
And thank you so much for that, Kuya Alec. And to our listeners, of course, make sure to take note of that, yung mga platforms na plinag ni Kuya Alec. Para naman at least, di ba, kung wala kayong magawa or kailangan nyo mismo ng kausap pero wala kayong makausap, make sure to listen to those podcasts kasi I assure you, ako nakinig ako ng TikTok videos, nakausap ko si Kuya Alec ngayon and nabago yung perception ko in just one night or wala pang 1 hour na bago na yung perception ko about love language. And syempre, di ba, yung ibang topics na gusto nyo pang malaman and he talks about personality developments and I assure you na makakatulong yun. Lalo na if needed mo talaga ng mga words of wisdom and learnings from Kuya Alec. Sige, Kat.
So, ayun, thank you so much po, Kuya Alec. Alam ko po, alam naman po namin na sobrang busy nyo, but you still make time po para mag-share nyo po yung inyong mga words of wisdom. So, talagang quality time nga po ang love language ni Kuya. So, I don't know if it is connected, pero meron po akong isang video na napanood po kay Kuya. So, sinasabi po doon na walang taong mali para sa atin. There was never a wrong person. So, kumbaga parang siguro itong tao na to, siya yung right person para saktan tayo or para matuto tayo, para iwasan na natin yung mga pagkakamali natin before. So, ayun, it really makes sense. I don't know if maikokonnect ba siya, pero talagang yun yung naiisip ko talaga ngayong gabi na to. So, ayun, there you have it. That has been the end of our What is Love series. But of course, we should still celebrate love and learn about ourselves or those around us every single day. And look forward to our next episode, which will be the start of our new season.
I couldn't agree more, Kat. Let us remember that love does not only pertain to ourselves, our lovers, but also how we love our friends, families, or even strangers like kids or the elderly. So let us spread love, especially during these times kasi napakahirap talaga ng buhay ngayon. So yung resiliency na yan, di ba? Sobrang gamit na gamit na word. Kailangan natin yan. Yung pagmamahal, kailangan natin yan. So, also during these times, of course, like how we do with our donation drive. Ayan, ongoing ang ating donation drive for our outreach program, Project Mika Kapatad, where we would be providing necessities to our AITA community in Porac, Pampanga. So, abangan natin yan. Pupunta tayo sa Porac, Pampanga para makapagbigay din tayo ng love sa ating mga kapatid sa AITA communities in Porac. So to our listeners, if you could share or donate any amount, please visit our social media sites sa Facebook natin, Instagram, and Twitter at NFJPR3, and we would truly appreciate your efforts to help us. Thank you very much.
So aside from that, we would also be having an online live concert entitled Unmuted Poracos, wherein the proceeds of the tickets and merchandise sold would also be going to our outreach funds and beneficiaries. So ayan, ayan ang ating love language ano, ang magbigay sa mas nangangailangan. So lastly, the Paragons 2022 is still open to all our third year to fifth year R3JPians. So check out our social media accounts at NFJPR3 and apply now.
And again, that's it for our episode 5, part 3, Love Languages. And again, together with our guest, Kuya Ale Cuenca. And this has been your host and DJ, Nello Villanueva.
And I am your host, DJ Catherine Castillo, leaving you with...
Live your life full of love and express it just as much, in the way you want to. Because eventually, they will feel the love that you gave away so much. They'll see and appreciate it. Even with you showing it in the littlest way or just having your presence in their life. Gaya ng pagising mo sa kanya sa umaga at pagluluto ng paborito niyang tuyo.
Magandang umaga sa iyo, mahal. Pasensya na't ginising ka upang mag-almusal. Sinalin na ang gatas, may nilutong sinangag, at paborito mong tuyo itinambal ko sa puso ko. Umiibig sa'yo. Pagkatapos mong kumain, halika't mamasyal sa lawa kung saan tayo'y nagpapalitan ng pangarap sa isa't isa. Ooh. Ito ang dalangin ko, ang mabuhay kasama mo. Walang yaman ang makakatapat sa ligayang dulot mo sa puso ko, sa puso ko. Lumipas na ang oras, tara na't umuwi. Ayaw kong malipasan ka, kaya ako'y nagmamadali. Anong ulam ang nais mo? Malugod kong didinggin. Ayaw ko ang mapagod ka. Ang gusto ko'y ikaw ang reyna sa ating mundo. Ito ang dalangin ko, ang mabuhay kasama mo. Walang yaman ang makakatapat sa ligayang dulot mo sa puso ko, sa puso ko. Wala nang iba, wala nang iba. mabuhay kasama mo. Walang yaman ang makakatapat sa ligayang dulot mo sa puso ko. Sa puso ko. Ulitin man ang panahon, ikaw pa rin ang pipiliin ko. Tumabo man ang paningin, ikaw lang ang nag-iisang malinaw sa akin.